Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this weekend. I have a real quick video for you because something happened today that I just wanted to share with you. It's something about clarity, something about being transparent and honest and speaking your truth from a place of self-respect. The topic is infidelity. What do you say to a wife who seems to be torn between two lovers, maybe between you and another person? Maybe the affair is over. Maybe the affair wasn't an affair, it was an emotional friendship, but it was not healthy, let's say. Let's say it was a physical affair. What do you say when you've been struggling for weeks and months to try to get satisfaction that it's over and that you're moving on? What do you say when you feel like you're stuck in limbo and that she hasn't really let go of the other relationship and you're somehow being held in judgment in comparison to him all the time? And so today I read something from a man who is very clear. He was very clear in speaking his truth. And a lot of guys always want to know, what do I say? How do I confront her? How do I call her out? And I want to tell you, this isn't a time to be calling people out. It's not a time to be trying to get the better of her or shame her, make her feel bad. But there comes a time when you are clear enough about what you believe in and what you want and what you feel that you just say it. You say it without any expectation. And so he was like dozens and dozens of other guys I work with who have the exact same story, word for word, that there's another guy still involved in her life, whether it's at work or at church or whatever. And so I wanted to read to you what he said so you can hear what clarity sounds like. So he was thinking that whether or not the physical or emotional affair actions were really over, she's still carrying the possible future with him in her heart. That she's hanging on to a branch, if you will, of the possibility of him. And the other morning, I talked to her about it. I was calm, I was clear, and I was sympathetic. And I asked her if she had told him that there was no future with her and that he needed to move on. Well, she stumbled on her words, but eventually got out that she had told him she was with me and that I was her husband. And I looked at her and I asked if she had told herself that there is no future with him. I went on to tell her what I thought and what I felt. That I felt she was stuck in the middle, that she had one hand on each branch, holding on to a possible future with him while hanging on to the safety and possible future with me. I told her that I understood her fear and I understood her uncertainty, that the feeling of making a choice where both choices have an inherent risk, I know that feeling and that I have lived it. This is empathy, by the way. And that I had to choose to stay or go when she told me about the affairs. Both options had risk, I told her, but I chose to stay and I chose her and I'm fully committed. I told her that the feelings that she thinks she needs are that she's hoping to find will never come and she won't find them with me as long as she's holding on to both branches. They will come when she commits and lets go of the other possibilities. I left it at that and I told her I didn't need a response and I didn't need a discussion. I just wanted to share my thoughts. And so that response is calm, clear, confident. It wasn't meant to control or manipulate or threaten or give her an ultimatum, but it was very clear. And yes, it was an ominous message that he made it clear he understood, he empathized, he didn't hold her accountable for his daily sense of well-being and happiness, but it was very clear that she wasn't going to have what she wanted with him if she was holding on to both possibilities of him in another relationship. He said it, he just walked away. The only way to speak your truth is to speak it clearly and lovingly and calm and confidently. Don't try to manipulate an outcome. Don't try to force or coerce a reaction in your favor. But when you speak your truth, you'll know it's your truth because it feels calm, it feels clear, and it is totally independent of outcome. I hope that gives you some clarity today, brother. Thanks for watching. Bye.